Omar loy. Rebchia sounds like this. Rebchia said back to Rebbe, Iyatamoida, don't you agree to me, Shatzricha Kagrif, that this Shmat, this Badika would only be touched, would only be tummy from it, if there was the size of a grif. That's the size, a size of a nickel, the size of dam on the big veget. The size of grist for yod. We'll see later on exactly how you get the size of a grist, what the size of an insect, of a, also of an insect. We'll see. It's around the size of a nickel, they say. Vyoid also, just vyoid. Omulei avol. Rebbe said yes. Now, if there's a small spot of dam on this padika, he'll also agree it's torn. He only says, Rebbe says, only tamei, it was the bigger size of dam. So Omulei, so the Chia said back then, came of soul, Avato, sees the kesem, you also hold the soul in yourself with the katuma. Because if we would say the dam, Vadi came from her, so then no matter how small the dam is, you should be tamei. No matter how small dam Elisha sees from a body, she's tamei. The din of a kesem is when you find only the blood on the begodim. That's only midrabban, and then we have to have a shear. That's Rebbe's, that's what Chia's kasha back to Rebbe. If you, Rebbe, agree to me that you only tell me with a big shear, so how could you say it's vadish? It should only be a suffix tumah. So it's like this. The Rebbe was Rebbe hold. Rebbe said like this. Dina kagris v'yoyit lafukim edam macholos. True. On this bedika now, since you did not check it out before, or you left it overnight, you have to be afraid maybe a machos, maybe a kina, an insect went on it, and that's where the dam came from. So if the dam is smaller than a grist, you have to be afraid that dam is from the insect. So therefore, first you have to make sure the dam is the size of a grist. To know what, that for sure this dam is not from the kina, but rather came from someplace else. If so, v'chiv and anofag v'amid dam achos, once you don't have a doubt anymore about a dam acholis, then vadim agufos, so that's Rabbi Svara. Then we say for sure the dam came from a body, where else should it come from? It's not Mustafa, it came from any place else. So once you take away the shayla of a grist of the macholis, then Rebbe holds this bedika makes a vade tummy. So this is the machloket between Rebbe and Rebbe Chiya. I call upon him here. Rebbe Chiya is arguing on Rebbe, and Rebbe Chiya here says it's tummy suffix. So my love, don't I say over here that the ziknosoi koi, or that here Rebbe Chiya's tummy is older over here? So Rashi says, because since he's arguing on his Rebbe, so it must be in his older age he's arguing with him. So Mashma Biyadusa, when Rebbe Chiya was younger, Tinim Shemida, he also held then, like Rebbe held now, that Rebbe Tamei Vadei. So Shema Mina, that's a good proof. So it's a good proof that Rebbe Chiya, really, at the beginning of his life, he held that a Tamei Vadei, and at the Seif Yom of the end, he held no, it's only a Tamei Sofik. He held no, it's not a good enough Sofik. Could be the small good Cheskas Tyre here. It's only a Sofik to Ketuma. The other Gemara says, Mishtabeyach Lei Rebbe, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Choma, Babisna. So again, Mishtavechle, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, that Rabbi was praising in front of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Choma, Babisna. He told Mishnah this person, Rabbi Choma, Babisna, was a great person, Yodam Godelu. So Amalai, so Rabbi Shmuel said back to Rabbi, okay, the Kishiyov Liyotka, when he comes to you, have you Liyodi, bring him to me. So that's what happens, Kiyosi. When this Reb Chomei Bar Bisna went to visit Rebbe, is Omalei, so he brought him in front of Rebbe Shmuel. So Rebbe Shmuel said to him, Boy Minoy Milsa, ask me a question, let me say, ask me something. So Boy Minoy, so true, so Rebbe Chomei Bar Bisna asked Rebbe Shmuel a question. He asked him, but what's going to be, both Kabiyeh Shaina Bodikla. She makes the Bedika on the Shemat that was not checked out yet. She didn't check it out before the Bedika. And then after the bedika, she checks herself, she puts it away in the closet. She puts it away in the dresser. On the mocha, the next day, she looks at a matzol of dam, she finds it has dam on it. Now, what's the mocha? That's what, when Chomer Babist, yes, Rabbi Shmuel. So, Abba Lois, Rabbi Shmuel said back to him like this, listen, Kedivri Abba Emloch, should I tell you how my father, Rabbi Yosi, holds? Or Kedivri Rabbi Emloch, should I tell you the way Rabbi holds? That's what he asked him. Abba Lois, so Reb Chama said back to him, Kedivra Rabbi Emily, tell me the way what Rabbi says. I want to hear what Rabbi holds. Kedivra Rabbi. So it's like this. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel B'Shmuel said now, Zel Sharm Olav Yodam Godol, like he said back to Rabbi, is that what you brought to me? This person think is a great person. Like, how come he wants to hear what Rabbi says, and not what my father says, and not what Rabbi Yosi says? Heich manichem divrei rav, how could he leave over? Like my father, Reb Yossi, was Rebbe's Rebbe. V'shem madivrei Talmud, you want to only hear what the Talmud Rebbe says. That's why Rebbe Shmuel thought this person's not so great anymore. But the Gemara explains, what type of Shem Reb Chama? He was a great person, so how come he said he wanted to hear what Rebbe says, and not what the Rebbe, Reb Yossi, says? The Gemara says, of course, Rebbe Chama, by Abistin Sofer, he holds that Rebbe was a Rosh Masifti, was the head of the yeshiva. Who? Or a Sheikh Rabbani Kamen, a lot of Rabbani used to come in front of him. Or Mechadadei Shmaitatei, and he became very smart because of that. So that's why he became maybe even greater than his Rebbe, Rebbe Yossi. So that's why Rebbe Chama wanted to hear what Rebbe said, and not what his father, Rebbe Yossi, said. Now the Gemara explains, what's this Machlekes? My Rebbe Yossi, where's this Machlekes, Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi? Some Rav Ada Bamasna. Tonat, we learned like this. Rebbe Metama, Rebbe says in this case, where she made the bedik on a cloth that wasn't checked out before, and then she leaves it overnight, the next morning she sees it, Temeya, Rebbe says she is Tamei. For Rebbe Yossi Metar, Rebbe Yossi has a Torah. Now, what kind of Torah is this? So Yom Rav Zera, sounds like this. Yom Rav Zera, that Kishatima Rebbe, when Rebbe says it's Tamei, Rebbe Meir, he holds like Rebbe Meir Shita. So according to this, the Chur will be like a Vade Tumah, will be like Rebbe Meir Shita, that we'll soon see where it's brought down soon. And Rebbe Yossi, who Kishti Rebbe Yossi, and Rebbe Yossi was Tor, Liatzmati, went according to his own Shita. Where's this Machlekes, Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yossi? So the Tanya will learn like this, the Gemara later, the Tnan. Isha Shaisa Tzrachel, an Isha that was letting out the urine, she was urinating in a bowl, for also dam, and then later she looked in the bowl and she found dam. So Shali was, where did the dam come from? Did it come from the urine from the bladder? Or did it come from the womb that makes it tummy? So the subject, where the dam came from? So Rabbi Meir Oimer, remains like this. In my majesty, when she was urinating, she was standing, then tummy. Then she's like tummy vade. Rashi explains, because when she's standing, it's a little bit tight there. Therefore, when the urine comes out, it like goes back up a little bit. So for sure it hits the womb, and therefore we could say it brought out the dam from the womb. So therefore, it's Vade Tomei. What's going to be in your shevas? Though let's say she was sitting down, so then the urine doesn't go up, then the urine came straight out. So it's sort of the same as some of the dam came from the urine, from the bladder, and therefore she's tired. That's what your Meir holds. Rabbi Yossi Emano, Benkach or Benkach Tor. Rabbi Yossi says in both cases she's Torah. Like even the first, even though she's standing, but still we don't know for sure the dam came from the womb. We'd rather say the dam maybe came from the urine, and therefore even when she's standing, it's Torah. Now, Omale Rav Acha Bred Rav Ravashi, Vomer Rav Yehi. So that's what we learn. So Rashi learns here. Rashi says. Even though when she's urinating, the dam could come from the urine. Then we say, no, it's more shchia, the dam is ruggled by the makor, by the womb. So we say she's tamei. See, according to Rebbe, even though it's a suffix, we say she's vadi tamei. So our case also, when she made the bedika here, since it's ruggle for the dam to come from Mamakor B'shach the Badika, the same probably came from there. So according to Rebbe, it's Tomei Vade, and the Chur, according to Rebbe Yossi, it's a Tor. But Tor the Chur means a Sotetiket. It's like Mishum Kesem. That's the Gemara says now. Omele Rav Acha Bred Rav Ravashi, Vomu Rav Yossi Rav Chanina, that Kishatim Rav Meir Latim Meir Mishum Kesem. He said that Rav Meir only said it's a Sotetiket Tumma. Vilu Rebbe Mishum Nidukama, but Rebbe is Mashmish, she's Vade Tomei. So I could tell me that Rebbe holds like a Rebbe Meir. Omulai said back to him, no, Anan Hochi Kamin, this is what I meant to say. That Kiit Mehi Mishum Nidit Menachnami. That's what Rebbe Meir says over there when she's Matamei Reglayim, that she's Tomei, Rebbe Meir means she's Tomei Vade, it's a Vade Nidah. So therefore, here also, when Rebbe says that this Shmat is Tomei, it's also going according to Shittish Rebbe Meir. That even though you have a suffix, maybe the dam came from someplace else. But since it's Shriach, the dam should come from the Makor, it's Rogel, we say for sure the dam came from there. So that's Rebbe Shita to say she's Vade Tomei, and that's Rebbe Yeshita says, no, it's only a Sophic Tomei. It's only a Minas Sophic. Now it says in the Mishnah, Nimtzal Shelo Isiyum Tameyim. Now she checks herself right away, and she finds that she's Tamei, so we say that's a proof that the dam was there before Bishas Tashmish, and both of them are Tamei Shivam, and he has to bring Korban Chatas. Torah Rabbah, not like this. Eizeyu Shiveses. What's the Shiveses meaning? What's this called Isiyum? That she checks it right away that they're both Tamei Vadai. It's like this. Moshlos, an example, the Shamish, to a waiter like the aide and the witness. Shem de Mitzaramashka, standing by the doorpost. That the Tziyah Shamash, when the Shamash goes out, Nech Mefeh, the aide goes in. So now this is a mushal to the Tashmish, that as soon as the Aver comes out, that's when the Bdika goes in. Now, have the Vesta Shamash, this Vesta is the Kenuach. Only means is as soon as the Aver, as soon as the husband comes out of her, right away she just wipes herself there. And that's it. That's enough of a time to check that if by wiping herself she finds dam, that's the proof to say for sure that dam was there a second ago before the Shas Tashmis. But if she's not starting to wipe herself, but as soon as the husband goes out, she's going to start making the regular bdika, put her hands in there all the way in, the kudurim stuck in, that takes a second or two. So when she comes out then and she finds dam on it, it's not a proof to say that dam was there for Shas Tashmis. Maybe that dam first came out after Tashmis. And that's why, since the bedika takes a little bit of time, she found it on the bedika. So you don't have a proof to say vadai the dam was there before b'shas tashmish. Therefore, the only time we say he's vadai tamein, he's chayav the korban chatis, is that as soon as he goes out of her, right away she takes a shemat and she just wipes herself there. And by wiping herself, she finds some dam. That's a proof to say that dam was there before b'shas tashmish, and he's the boil nida that he's tamein sefer seven. And he also has to bring korban. Now, nimtza al shelo liyachazman. The Mishnah says, let's say you find it on her liyachazman. Then the loch is what they're tomei min hasofik. But our Mishnah says what they put them in a korban. So what's the question? Torah and the Braisi we learned v'chayov v'moshem toli v'yochay v'noshem toli. This is a sofik midiraisa. So therefore the Mishnah says it's a sofik midiraisa. Because our Mishnah says it's put them in a korban. Why doesn't our Mishnah also agree to say Yichai v'korban oshim? It's a suffix with your eyes to hear. So first the question, Batana Bidan my Taima, how come our Tana doesn't say Anoshim Toli? So Mara says our Tana holds Binichaticha Mishnei Chatichais, that you only Chai v'noshim Toli if you have a Vadai suffix Huchsak Yisura. Alright, turn up. We have a piece of Chelub and a piece of Shumin. So the Yisra was Vadeh there, and yet one of them, then Yichayev Noshim Toli. But over here, you don't know for sure the Yisra was there or not. We have a Sufik, whether it was there altogether or not. So Mokim, you have a Sufik, whether the Yisra was there altogether or not. Our time holds, you put them in a korban. Benechlami, the time of the place holds, still Yichayev from a korban Noshim Toli. Then the Mishnah says, Eizeyu Achazman, what's called the Shir of Achazman? So the Mishnah explains, means when she goes down from the bed, and then she makes a bedika. That's called the Shir of Achazman. Poshada means that's the Shir that's a Suffolk Tumah. And according to the Braisa, the Chayiv and Noshim Toli. And according to our Mishnah, the Potah from Noshim Toli. That's the Shir of Liachazman. Samar says, Ramino, I have a question. It says, Eizeu Achazman, what's called the Shir of Liachazman? The Chursoni is Suffolk Tumah. So, Pirish Reb Lozab Eb Tzadik, Te Shetoshit Yodo, Tachat Akir, she should put her hands right away under the pillow. By tachas a ksos under the blanket, for titalate and take an aid with tifta to make a bdika boy, with tifta boy. Rashi says, mashma v'yodu, she's still in the bed. That's called the shir of liachar. But mashma kadesh teirid, but the time that she goes off the bed, that's the biggest shir. And that she would not be tum at all, that's not called a safi tumma. That'll only be a din of mace lace. And now Mishnah's mashma know that the shir of liachar is the man that it's a safi tumma, that's the shir when she goes off the bed, she teirid. And here in the Brides of the Mashmah, no, that's too long. So my answer is, Omer Rav Chizda, my Achar. What does our Mishnah mean to say the Shir of La'achar? It means Achar Achar. It doesn't mean the middle Shir where it's a Suffolk Tumah. The middle Shir, Ta'akir, Shatoshit, Yodet, Ta'akas, Kara, Ta'akas, Aksos. When the Mishnah says Achar means Achar, that Shir, the third Shir. There's one Shir, Oisim, Yitome, Vadei. Then there's the Shir La'achar, Zer, that's Shatoshit, Toshit Yodah Tachas Akar, that's a Suffolk Tumah. Then the Mishnah is saying a third Shir, that is not even a Suffolk Tumah Mediraisa. It's only a Tumah Mediraisa, that's the time she goes off the bed.
For the Gemara says, no, I have a Ketonian law. It was learned on this that Nimtzer al Shelo liyachas man tumei misaf uturim min hakorban. It was learned on this case, Mamish, the case of the mistress, Terid min hamita, it says clearly that's a safek tumah. And it says on this, Ezei yachas man, what's called the yachas man for this? That's called the safek tumah. Just yapotim min hakorban, because our Mishnah Janid is chazik isura. What is this man? What's called the yachas man? Kadesh Terid min hamita. The time it takes to go off the bed, but to kiyach paneh and wipe yourself on the bottom. Here it's mashbi, even this long time of going off the bed is also called lachas man. And the brightest mashbi will know it's only shetoshet yodo in the bed, takas akar. So where's hokikom? This is what it means to say. Ezeyu achas man, what's called achas man, kidei shetoshet yodo takas akar, true. What's called the achas man, after this man of oisium, that's only a suffix to mimidiraisa, that's this time it takes her to put her hand takas akar, or takas akas under the blanket. To titillate and take the shemat of titillate by providing yourself. But, ukadesh eterid min amita, but the time it takes to go off the bed, but the kiyach has been there to make up the gaven, that's a machloika shom kivra chomim, enechanami. Now that's only the shear of mace lace, and according to Rabbi Kiva, with the din of mace lace, the baal becomes tame, and according to chomim, the baal does not become tame as the din of a boil nida. Say the Chlev, therefore again, there's no stira. There are three Zmanim here, and the Zman of our Mishnah, when he goes off the bed, that's the third Zman, when there's no Sufik Midi Reis, it's only Midi Rabbonin. So where it says, no, I have Lachakach Ketoni. It says still, Rashi, the Toni Mastis, and Lachakach Matami Mes Leis. V'yayna Matama. It says the Mishnah again, V'yachakach means a fourth Shir. Or it says after that, it's only Tumah Mes Leis. So the Mishnah smash me clearly that the shear of Shatevid Menamita to go off the bed is the shear of the second shear. That's the shear of La'acha Oisiyam that you tell him in a Sufik. Because the Mishnah says after that shear, then it's only Mies Lies. So still a spirit, remember, the Brisa to our Mishnah. So Marit says no. Hochikum, this is what the Mishnah means to say. V'zeh La'acha Kash Nechaz Rav Kivar Chomim. This shear of the Shatevid, that is the third shear. That's the shear after Liyachas man after the shear of a sofer tumah midiraisa, so it's only a din the rabbanon of tumah miyes leis, which is a machlokes from Kiven Chomim by this tumah miyes leis, or mitama the boy left the baal live with his wife during those last 24 hours. Does he have a din of a boil nida according to Rabbi Kiva? Yes, and according to Chomim, no. But Kopon was no stira that the second zman is shetoshet yodet tachas akar, not the length of going off the bed. Ravashi, and Ravashi says like this, another teretzi, I'll tell you, idi v'idi chach yuru. He says both are the same shear, whether going off the dead or the shear of put your hands tachas aksos. It means like this, eid b'yod, if she's holding on to the shemat already, then the shear is kadesh ater minamita, to go off the bed, to tkiach has put and wipe herself on the bottom. Ein eid b'yod, let's say she's not holding the shemat in hand, then the shear would be kadesh atoshet yod latachas the car, having a taste to put her hand underneath the car, or tachas aksos, or underneath the pillow, for titulate and take the air, but both shurim are the same shurim, there's no stirim. These are both the shir of liacha mikan. There's one shir of oisiyum right away, that yechai v'korbin, vaday, and then there's lacha that, this next shir, with both exact same shir, which is the sofik tumma. Sofik midi raisa. Pakopon was no stirim. Mace, we have a question. It says here, Ezeu Achazman, what's called Achazman? Dov is a shori of Lezer Reb Tzadik. Yes, in front of Chachomim, the Yushu in front of Hushav Yomim, told them that Shemek Reb Kiva, Atoim, Miholak Reb Kiva, Shematam Reb Zvayla, Amelo Lo Shemanu, Kach Kush Chachomim B'Yavne. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. I think Rob is less Gemara again, next tape. Alright, we'll stop here. But now the Gemara says like this. You may still have a question. It says, Ezeu Achazman, what's called Achazman? So, Dov is there, this question, Shor Reb Loza Breb Tzodik Lech Chomim B'Yusha. That Reb Loza Breb Tzodik Yest Chomim B'Yusha. For Yom Lam, he said back to him like this.